What?
Hey.
Hey.
Did you call the police?
No, that's exactly here. It was in the closet.
Oh, it was there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so he just probably wasn't interested in using it.
Yep.
So I
what?
I can't put my children through this with you.
What?
They're not gonna be okay if they grow up like this.
What? Like what?
With you minimizing and denying and blame shifting, you've been rude to me today. And you've made me feel bad about things that were not my fault. I mean, for me, you were acting like I was making some unfounded accusations and you were indignant at me when you kept interrupting me to say, no.
You're like asking me a question. I was giving you the answer to the question.
I know, yeah. As if I didn't have the right to be asking you.
No,
you're
not giving me the answer to the question.
Because you already told me. I know, but
you were the one that interrupted me.
Do you understand that right now you're minimizing what you did, and you're denying what you did, and you're blame shifting for what you did? Like, this is the thing that you do.
I understand that's what you think about it.
No, it's the thing that you. It's the thing that you do that is toxic and abusive, and harming your family, and for children to grow up seeing this does irreparable damage. I wasn't doing anything wrong or shameful. I wasn't accusing you of anything. I know, but for you to think that you had the right to indignantly interrupt me and tell me I told you no.
No, I didn't say I told you no. I said no, which was the answer to the question that you're asking me.
I know, but the reason that you were insistent that I not be allowed to complete the sentence before you interrupt me with the word no was not because that's how you actually believe humans should interact with one another. There was a reason that you felt so entitled to treat me so poorly. And you want to be in denial about that right now? You don't do that to Jamie. Like, you know that you don't do that to Jamie. You know that if she was asking you a question, you would let her finish her sentence. And if you accidentally interrupted her because your mouth got ahead of your brain and she went to ask you again, you'd let her finish her sentence and then say no. You know that you were feeling something and you know that you were treating me like something. And I have to live in your little fantasy world where no such thing happened and you did nothing wrong. And I can do that for 10 years or 15 years or 18 years but at some point we need to both recognize that the price that our children are paying with their emotional, social, and psychological development is way, way too high a price to pay for whatever it is you're getting out of this.
Okay. I'm not going to argue with you about this right now.
I'm not trying to argue with you. I'm trying to give you information that you should definitely not argue with.
Okay. Okay, Aaron. Do you want me to finish working over here? Are you there? Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
I'm sorry I interrupted you. Is there something else that you need from me right now?
I need you to think about what you were feeling when you were interrupting me.
I was feeling like because I was talking and you were talking at the same time.
Right, but you know I was asking you a question and you interrupted me to say no because you didn't want me to finish my question. And you know that you were feeling feelings. I'm not talking about a fact of whether two people were speaking at the same time. I'm talking about emotions. I'm talking about chemical reactions that were happening in your brain, causing you to have perceptions about the situation on your end.
You didn't want me to answer your question.
You said no every time. I wasn't interrupting
anything.
That was
the answer to your question.
But the only word you were saying was no. You weren't still speaking. So there was nothing for me to interrupt. But I
you
did
ask me the same question again and again and again.
And I never finished.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry.
You were interrupting. But you were feeling something when you were imagining in a fantasy that I was asking you the same thing again and again.
You
were,
you know
you were feeling
you were
something.
Again.
You know I was trying, but you know I couldn't finish because you were feeling something. Seems
I
like you were pretty...
I was frustrated that you would ask me the same question again and again.
Exactly. So you were having emotions that they were strong. You were frustrated. Right. But I was being a servant to you, Dustin.
What?
I was being a servant to you. Like... I'm here laying down my ability to play with my children, and I'm here laying down my ability to go out and garden, and I'm here laying down my ability to go for a walk that would be good for my health. I'm laying down my whole life, and I'm spending time getting credit card charges reversed because you have a problem. You're spending so much money that we don't have. We're so far in debt, and we're paying so much in interest every month. It's crazy. I'm here laying down my ability to have a real life. And I'm cleaning up your messes out of love for you, and you're feeling anger and resentment and annoyance and frustration and indignation and contempt at me, and I'm getting emotionally punished by you. I didn't do anything to deserve that. It's not real. It's not real.
I'd like to think about this before I say anything more about it.
he would be sad.
I know, but you wanted me to be the one who was interrupting. You wanted me to be the one who was asking the same question over and over. You wanted me to be the one who wasn't listening. You want me to be all these terrible things that I'm not. You want me to continue for years upon years and decades upon decades taking on the evil and the sin of whatever it is that you're projecting or whatever it is that you want to blame your emotions that are out of control onto. And I can do that because I'm strong, and I can do that because I have a real sense of who I actually am in Christ. But I can't do that and be a good mother. I can't do that and expect my children to turn out okay. I don't cry because I believe the things that you pretend about me. I cry because there's nothing that I can do on my end to make it okay.
I'd like to think about this before I say anything about it.
Goodbye.